Welcome to WestPlatteSports.com. My name is Jay Nauer, and with us, we have our weekly conversation with West Platte football head coach, Coach Jim Newstead, and just kind of going over this last week, and then we'll talk about the game to come here in the next section. So, Coach, thanks for being with us here today. Just kind of reviewing the game yesterday, the Blue Jays, East Buchanan battling it. East Buchanan wins 48-13. This featured a balanced attack with a little trickery too to take control of this contest early. The Blue Jays fought hard to show some improvement in the second half, but the Bulldogs' sizable lead was too much for the Blue Jays to overcome. Coach, East Buchanan, an awfully darn good football team. They look like they may have a pretty good shot at winning another state title with the way they played. I know your team tried the best to come back and play hard in the second half. It was just a little bit too much to overcome.
Yeah, they're a very good football team. It seems like they just reload every year, because I know they had quite a few seniors last year, but the quarterback was the only sophomore last year, and he's gotten really good. And, of course, they have Trevor Kline. And if they have Trevor Kline, then they're going to be a good football team. Their offensive line and defensive line are pretty stout in line scrimmage. Just way too much for my small 160-pound guys to try to handle. I knew we would struggle early. I tried to keep the defense basic so that we could play maybe a little faster, but of course the basic defense means that they can figure out where to go really easy too. So we had some positive and negatives in the game. Like I said before, last Friday when talking to you, first quarter was, it was what it was. I mean, they just outmatched us. And then I got a little upset in the second quarter because we just didn't bounce back and put the JV in. And the third quarter, we kind of responded at halftime and played the younger, I don't know if it's a JV, but the number twos at least, played them well. We got a little banged up. Dalton was a little banged up. I think he's healthy now. Dom got a little banged up with some bruised ribs, but he's good to go. Cohen Kite, who didn't even play, ended up having a staph infection in his hip, so he's out for the season. So he's got more important things to worry about as football right now. So all of our best wishes to Cohen. But I think we had a good week of practice. I think that we handled the adversity well. I talked to some seniors and had them take some ownership of the team and try to help motivate the team and get them going around. So this week's been a good week in practice. We are going to have to play some more freshmen. Brady's had to play a little bit of defense. He's going to play a little offense too, which doesn't bother us to have Brady in offense since he was my leading rusher last week with that nice 72-yard scat he had there for a touchdown. So a lot of kids are coming on. Our O-line's getting better. I know it probably didn't show in the game against a big stout defensive line of East Buck, but watching them evaluating our O-line in practice this week, I think they're coming along, getting better. People forget that we have so many sophomores on the offensive line, so they're starting to figure things out, and I hope it shows this week.
Certainly for the younger players coming on to play, Coach, it's a learning opportunity, no question about it, to get better certainly in the future. I know he's going to be playing with it's going to be sore here as he goes deals through that, and certainly our thoughts and prayers for Cohen Kite as well as he recovers from that very dangerous staph infection. Coach, we'll look at the conference standings here as we go right now. East Buchanan, they've certainly taken the lead at a 4-0 clip. Mid Buchanan at 3-1. Penny's at 2-2. North Platte's at 2-1. Lawson at 1-2. West Platte and Lathrop at 0-3 in the conference. Now, other results of this last week, I don't know if this was much surprise to me because I feel like North Platte's really been on a roll as of late. They won over Mid Buchanan 30-26. Lawson played Gateway and won that one. Excuse me, they lost to Gateway, 34-27. And Penny with a hard fought battle, winning 14-0 last week. And Coach, just kind of looking around the conference play, really just kind of wrapping up some final games coming up here down the road. But certainly the Blue Jays, and we'll talk about this here in a little bit, certainly still in a pretty good situation as we head toward district if we can take a game or two here.
Yeah, we definitely are. You know, conference is a tough conference. North Platte beat Mid-Buck was not much of a surprise to me. I think that the Penny Lathrop game was a little bit of a surprise to me more than that game because I thought Penny would probably score a couple more than 14 points on them. But as I watched the film this week, Lathrop had a good game plan on defense. They did a good job. Their defense is pretty fast. They're quick. offensively. They're the same as us. They're a wing T type offense. So it's going to be a battle between two wing T type offenses. I think we go in the gun a little more than they do, spread it out. I don't know if we've been in a wing T very much the last two games, to be honest, but yeah, it's still in our package and so forth. And we're going to see a little bit Friday night. Both have the same record, both 2-4. We're both similar teams. We both need a win really bad for our district standings and for our morale. They lost their quarterback. I lost my receiver. So we're kind of mirror images of each other. So we kind of see who's going to get up to play the most and who's going to have the least mistakes. Kane Cogan's a great quarterback, but he makes some great passes, but once in a while he makes some bad passes too. So we got to reduce those interceptions. We can't have four interceptions against a good Lathrop team and expect to come out on head. So we've worked with him on making some decisions. Sometimes I told him it's just as good to run the ball or take a sack than it is to throw an interception. So hopefully he can come around that with some maturity and not worry about us turning the ball over. We're going to have to capitalize in the red zone. We're going to have to be able to score when we get down there. We're going to have to hold them out of the end zone and play a little better on defense. But we are two similar teams. They have a good team for 2-4. I think we have a good team for 2-4. They have three seniors on the offensive line. Their best lineman is a junior, Michael McFarland. It seems like every year we play and there's some type of McFarland on the team. But yeah, he's a very good lineman on both sides of the ball. Keaton Kuhn, number 28, the running back, is a really fast kid, so we're going to have to work on containing him. Brody Spears was the quarterback, but he dislocated his shoulder at the end of the Penny game, so I'm not sure who will be our quarterback. So we're both having a little bit of adversity. We're both going to get in a similar situation, so it should be a good game.
Well, certainly two very similar teams, as you mentioned, as far as what records show when I guess on what paper shows as well. I'll tell you what, we'll talk about the district setup here right after we take this break. The Bar T Law Office is the place to go for your legal needs, specializing in estate planning, elder care, probate, and real estate attorney needs. For the best representation by attorney, it's your best interest to turn to the Bar T Law Office. Give them a call at 816-386-4025. Or check out their website at bartlawfirm.com. Attic Storage of Platte County is your place to go for storage needs that can be climate controlled with large to small sizes. Attic Storage of Platte County has it all for you with tight security. Conveniently located near the Platte County Fairgrounds and just off I-29, stop by and check them out online at attic-storage.com or call 816-858-2511 and ask how you can get free company with your storage rental. Reese Nichols Weston Bend provides a remarkable home buying and selling experience. If you're looking for residential, urban, rural properties, or historic homes in the West Platte area, you need to contact the good people at Reese Nichols Weston Bend for the best personal service that you deserve. Do yourself a favor and give them a call at 816-640-2600 or check out their website at reesenichols.com/Weston. Or better yet, stop by their offices at 18272 Missouri State Highway 45 at Weston. And welcome back as we're in part two of our conversation with Coach Jim Newstead, head coach of the West Platte Blue Jays. As we just mentioned in the prior segment, Lathrop Bulls come here 2-4, West Platte 2-4. We both have had victories against non-conference opponents, so very similar. Where we're different is Lathrop is a bigger class, and if a West Platte victory would help immensely in this district race, Coach, and I'm sure that's been told to your team as well. But let's break this down. I was kind of surprised in this district standing where North Platte didn't overtake Polo, but it's pretty close. It's almost a dead heat over there. Polo with 44.64 points and North Platte with 44.56. That's .06 points. So that's pretty close. Right after them is Crest Ridge, which Chilhowee there with 42 points. Windsor, they're 3-3 with 35.87 points. And in fifth slot, that remains at the fifth slot, is West Platte. And 2-4, they got 32.33 points. Skyline right behind with 31.5 points. Midway, with 31.17 points. And Wellington Napoleon with 25.67 points. And Lincoln at 24.2 points. Coach, I know this game coming up, and we talked about the intricacies of this, but certainly a motivating factor is to be, hey, if we can get a win this week, could be a situation where we could move up in the district standings, and certainly could play well as you get ready for district.
Yes, this game is really big since we're playing a Class 2 school, and if we're able to pull out a win here, I think we'll be at the 4 seed. And if anyone knows anything about districts, if you're the top 4, you get your first home game, your first district game at home. So that's really kind of a motivating factor for us. We'd like to have our first district game at home. The surprising thing is Skyline is a 1-5. He's got ahead of some people, but Skyline's playing all upper class schools. They actually are playing a Class 4 school this week that has a 1-5 record also. So if they pull out a win over a Class 4 school, heck, they might jump us even if we do win up to fourth place. So we'll have to keep an eye on Skyline. They also have another Class 2 or in a Class 3 game ahead of them. So they're playing some tougher opponents, so they mean their lower record is going to give them points playing those bigger schools. Cass Midway, kind of sitting with the same battle with us. Cass Midway has got some games they can win coming up. If they can win a couple games, and they're going to be fighting for it too. And then Windsor, obviously, who's in fourth, Windsor's got some winnable games and some games that they could lose. So it's going to be kind of a battle. Our ultimate goal there is end up fourth place so we can have that home field advantage. But wherever we land, we land. All we got to do is worry about winning ball games and hope the rest works out for us. I'm not sure if people know it this year, but since we're in Class 1 and in a 19 district, everyone other than the seeds 8 and 9 gets a bye the first round of districts. So come the, I don't know what's the date on that, the 27th? Come the 27th, we will not have a game. We're going to have a bye. So you get 2 weeks to prepare for your opponent while the 8 and 9 team play each other. So our football season will be 1 week longer, actually, than normal.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. I was just going to ask that one because I was kind of confused on that. So, yeah, that could make for a very interesting end, and certainly a little bit of a possibility for a break there between the conference and district. That's kind of unusual.
Yeah, it's kind of an unusual situation. It's the first time they've put Class 1 with a little bit lesser schools, so having the 9-team districts and 4 districts, it makes things a little different, especially if you win districts. Now, if you win districts in Class 1, you're automatically in the semis for state, so you only got to win one more game to get the state after your district championship. So that puts a little difference in things, because usually you're playing the quarterfinals, semis, and then state. So with Class 1, as many schools, less schools that we have, we'll go right in the semis after the district championship's over.
Very good. Well, Coach, certainly wish you all well as West Platte Blue Jays host the Lathrop Mules here at Rudolph Eskridge Stadium, Joe Collison Field. I wish you well. Wish the Blue Jays well. Look forward to talking to you post-game after the game.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Blue Jay Nation. Come out and watch us. I think we're going to put together a pretty good ball game this Friday. I'm pretty excited about our practice we've got this week.